Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, let's talk grilling fish. That perfect idea, beautiful sear marks, flaky inside, but then reality strikes. It sticks. It falls apart. Total disaster zone on the grill. We've all been there. So the big question today is, how do we actually get that perfect non-stick, gorgeous grilled fish, like every single time?
That's exactly it. It's such a common frustration. But honestly, the sources we look at show it's less about luck and more about just understanding a few key things. So in this deep dive, we've pulled together some really clear, actionable steps from picking the fish to getting your grill right, the mission, to give you that confidence, turn that potential mess into a grilling win.
Okay, let's unpack this because it sounds like nailing grilled fish, well, it starts way before you even light the grill. It really begins with the fish itself.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is how much the fish's own properties matter. So fatty fish, think salmon, tuna, maybe mackerel, they're fantastic. Their higher oil content, it's like a natural non-stick coating already built in. Plus, it keeps them moist.
Okay, so the fat helps prevent sticking. What about like leaner fish, say cod or sole? Can you still grill those?
You definitely can, yeah. But they are more delicate, and they're more likely to stick. So for those, a good marinade, especially one with oil, isn't just for taste. It's really key for adding moisture and creating that barrier against the grates.
That makes total sense. And freshness, you hear that all the time. You mentioned clear eyes, firm flesh. Does that actually affect the sticking part too? Or just flavor?
Oh, it's definitely more than just flavor. Fresher fish, while its proteins are firmer, less likely to break down and sort of glue themselves to the hot metal. And once you have that nice fresh fish, prep is crucial. Clean it well, obviously. But then pat really dry. Paper towels, bone dry.
Why so dry?
Because any water left on the surface turns to steam on that hot grill. And steam, well, it stops that immediate sear from happening. That's when it sticks.
Got it. Moisture is the enemy here.
Okay.
And skin, on
No.
or off.
Keep it on. Definitely keep the skin on if you can. It's like a natural shield. Protects the delicate flesh underneath from that direct heat and sticking. And for marinades, think oil-based. Citrus, herbs, spices. Great stuff. Let it sit for maybe 30 minutes, maybe a couple of hours. Just be a bit careful with really lean fish and lots of acid like lemon juice. Too long, and it can start to cook the fish, make it mushy.
Oh, interesting point about the acid. And dry rubs, do they help too?
Yeah, dry rubs are great. Salt, paprika, garlic powder. They build a nice crust, add flavor, and that crust also helps prevent sticking.
Okay, so we've picked our fish, prepped it perfectly, skin on, patted dry, maybe marinated. But I guess even the best piece of salmon can stick if the grill isn't ready. What's the deal with the grill setup?
You're spot on. The grill prep is easily half the battle. First thing, it has to be clean, super clean. Any gunk left over from last time. That creates uneven spots, sticky spots. Fish loves to grab onto those. So wire brush first, scrub it down, then wipe it clean.
Right, clean grates,
Excellent.
essential. And then oiling the grates, I hear about that. Does the kind of oil you use make a difference?
Huge difference, yes. You need an oil with a high smoke point. Think canola, grape seed, something like that. Apply it lightly, maybe with a folded paper towel held with tongs. If you use something like, say, extra virgin olive oil, its smoke point is too low. It'll burn at grilling temps.
And burnt oil doesn't sound good.
Exactly. It tastes bad, and it actually creates a sticky residue before you even put the fish down.
Yeah.
It basically causes the sticking it's meant to prevent.
Wow. Okay. High smoke point oil it is. And temperature. How important is preheating?
Non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Absolutely critical. You need to preheat that grill properly, get it up to about 400, 450 degrees Fahrenheit, medium-high heat. That intense heat hits the fish, creates an instant sear. It's called the Maillard reaction, that browning.
Yeah, the tasty part.
Right. And that reaction does more than just taste good. It changes the proteins on the surface really quickly, making them less sticky. It helps the fish release naturally.
Okay. Grill's clean, oiled, screaming hot. Fish is prepped. Now for the actual grilling part. What's the biggest mistake people make right here?
Impatience, probably. Flipping way too soon.
Yeah.
First, let your fish sit out for maybe 15 minutes before grilling. Room temperature helps it cook evenly. But the crucial thing? Don't keep messing with it. Flip it only once, ideally. Just once.
Only once, really. How do you know when?
You gotta wait. Give it, say, 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the thickness. It will tell you when it's ready. It'll release from the grates naturally when you gently lift it. You'll see it getting opaque, maybe flaking a little at the edges. If you have to force it, it's not ready. You'll just tear it.
Okay, patience. Let the heat do the work. Let the fish release itself. Are there any tools that make this easier, like those fish baskets?
Yeah, those baskets are pretty handy. They're not essential, maybe, but they give great support, especially for flaky fish. Keeps everything together. And a good spatula is key. A wide one, thin, flexible metal. Slotted, maybe. Helps you get underneath cleanly for that one flip. And, of course, the thermometer.
Right, the thermometer. What temperature are we shooting for?
For fish, you want an internal temp of 145 degrees Fahrenheit. That ensures it's cooked through safely and perfectly flaky, not dry. And quickly, on grills gas, gives you great control. Charcoal, awesome flavor, but manage your heat zones. Electric can be good, too. Very consistent. Nice for delicate fish. Oh, and two final quick mistakes. Don't overcrowd the grill. That lowers the temp, steams the fish. Like we said, don't flip too early. So really, if you connect all these dots, it's about understanding the science behind it a bit. Heat, moisture, protein, oil. Follow these steps. You know, good fish selection, proper prep, hot, clean grill, patience, and you really can beat the sticking problem. You'll be grilling amazing fish.
It really demystifies it, doesn't it? Moving from that frustration to actually feeling confident, knowing the why behind the how. So it makes you wonder, how will getting this right change your whole grilling game? What other things might you try now? Go on, embrace the art of perfectly grilled fish. You can absolutely nail it. Enjoy those fantastic stick-free results.